A couple of years ago, I lived in the Mount Pleasant district of Washington, D.C., and every time I left my house without fail, I get harassed by the men in the neighborhood. And there was this one corner in particular that was the worst, where there'd usually be about five or six guys hanging out who would always give me shit. And one day, I was walking past them on my way home, and one of the guys says to me, "Hey, Red," because of my red hair, and I say, "Hey," back. And I get a few feet away, and he says, "I bet you're like that all over, fire pussy." And they all start hooting and yelling, "Fire crotch," and on and on. And I just kept walking to my house across the street. And I walked inside and up the stairs to my room, completely enraged and shaking and about to vomit. Because by now this has happened a million times. And I'm in my room, and I don't know what happened. Something just snapped, and I turned around and walked down the stairs and back out the door, started crossing the street towards them, and as I got closer, I could hear them saying to each other, "Oh my God, here she comes, she's crazy." And I walk up to the guy I know who started it all. And he stands up, and he's huge, and he gets right in my face and draws his fist back and just holds it there like he's going to hit me. And he says to me, "You got something to say to me, bitch?" And completely shaking, I say back to him, "Yeah, I do." And he says, "Well, I'm not listening to you, bitch." And this older guy who was hanging out with them, he's about 60, he just says to the guy, "Hey, just give her a listen." So the guy drops his fist, and I say, "All right, now I want you guys to imagine something. Say you're all sitting here hanging out, and you're waiting for your sister to show up, and leaning against the wall over there is this guy you've never seen before. Now, you see your sister coming down the street towards you, but before she gets to you, she has to pass by this guy leaning against the wall. And when she does, he says to her, 'Hey, baby, nice tits, nice ass. Come here, I want to fuck you, baby,' or some shit. Now, what are you going to do?" And the big guy says, "I'm going to fucking kill him." And all the other guys are saying the same thing. And I say, "Well, look, you know, I'm somebody's sister, too. And every woman you see on the street is somebody's sister, or grandmother, or daughter, or girlfriend, or mother. And we are all sick of getting this shit from you every day. Can you understand that?" And there's just silence. And the big guy's looking down for a minute, and then he looks up and he says to me, "Yeah." And he sticks out his hand, and we shake, and he says, "Peace." And every time I pass them after that, they would just nod and say, "Hey." Now, as unlikely as this may seem, it really happened. And I think the reason it worked was that I used my voice, because we have to realize that we're just dehumanized bodies to these guys, and our voices portray our souls to them. And I think that seemed to scare them more than anything.